for calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. In spite of the circumstances, I still love you. Just to bring you up to date, there are discussions going on. Apparently I did hit a nerve with at least someone in reference to others understand what it is to hurt. Wait for those to resolve. But I found it very ironic today. I went to pick up my, I had my heels replaced and my boots again. They only last me about 3 months now. I'm the unrepentant walkaholic. When I came back, I stopped and picked up some things for a gentleman to help him break the sugar habit. We had a conversation over the last, it's actually been 2 weeks maybe or so, because, you know, he's on all sorts of drugs, prescribed by the medical community, and he's turned into, I think you would call him almost a zombie. And I think there is an underlying desire for him to recover. And we talked about taking, you know, one of the hopefully the easier things, and that was to get off sugar. But the irony was, I thought about it when I bought some stuff for him today. That's what I did for John Painter, in the gentleman that's mentioned in the Naming Names video. The day after I did that, he died. So it's slightly intimidating. I don't think it's going there. But you know, anyway, he's about a year older than I am, and his health is terrible. I'm striving. You know, again, this is the role model I want to set before my kids, because I'm striving to love people. I'm striving to love the unlovable. This gentleman I'm dealing with, he's basically thrown out. There is no one cares. I understand the feeling, and that's why I'm trying to love my family, because they're worth it. And I especially love my wife, even though she keeps the door closed. I love you. I hope that the door opens. I do love you.